Good afternoon. The NATO Secretary General and the President of the State of Israel will make statements. Secretary General, please.
President Rivlin, it's a great honor and a great pleasure to welcome you here to the NATO headquarters, and we have just finished very constructive talks where we have addressed common challenges and how we can further enhance the cooperation between NATO and Israel. NATO allies set great store by our relationship with Israel. For more than 20 years, Israel has been a very active NATO partner through the Mediterranean Dialogue, the only security forum that brings together NATO allies with Israel and Arab countries. Israel was the first Mediterranean Dialogue country to agree a security of information agreement with NATO back in 2001. And we also agreed an individual cooperation program in 2006. We are now taking our cooperation a step further. We have agreed to establish an Israeli mission to NATO, headed by Israel's ambassador to the European Union. And this is really an important step, and I welcome that very much. And I very much look forward to the opening of this new mission in the near future. This is an important step, but it is not the only step that we are taking. We have also begun our discussions on how to enhance our bilateral cooperation even further. Increasing the level of cooperation between NATO and Israel, as well as with our other Mediterranean dialogue partners, is essential. The violence and instability that has gripped the Middle East and North Africa in recent years is a clear threat to the security of all our nations. We have just discussed the evolving security situation in the region. And President Rivlin, allow me to express my condolences on the recent terrorist attack in Tel Aviv. Terrorism has touched so many of our cities, from Brussels to Ankara and from Orlando to Tel Aviv. It is vital that countries that share the same values of democracy, human rights and the rule of law stand united against hate and against terrorism, and that we stand as one in defense of our open societies. NATO and Israel has a long relationship, and we are long-standing partners. I very much look forward to visiting Israel and to develop even closer relationship with Israel in the coming years. So once again, welcome to NATO, to NATO headquarters, and thank you for excellent meetings.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Secretary General. Terror is terror and it's terror, and condolences should go to the people of Brussels, to the people of Paris, to the people of Tel Aviv, to the people of Jerusalem, and to people all around the world, whether they are in Orlando or in San Francisco. Mr. General, Secretary General, I want to start by thanking you for the important and welcome decisions to allow Israel to open an office at NATO's headquarters. This will help Israel, and it will help NATO, I hope, strengthening our cooperation and our good relation. It will help us share best practices and information. Today, in the Middle East, the winds of hatred blows stronger than ever. We know that the events in one region affect the rest of the world. Today, the whole free world faces the threat of extremism, of hatred, and of terrorism and violence that brings along with terror. This lack of stability poses a danger to us all and even to NATO itself, and makes our close cooperation not just important but essential. Secretary General, I would like to take this occasion and to invite you to visit us in Israel. I know your visit would be an important step of strengthening our ties even further, and you will be welcome and as an honored guest and a true friend of Israel. Thank you so very much for expecting us and for hosting us here this afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so very much.